KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Premier Tamin Dulu says border security will be ramped up as part of interventions to tackle the spike in food poisoning incidents.
Ensuring that security is strengthened at all borders to deal with illegal immigrants and undocumented foreign nationals entering the country. Goods and services entering this province from other countries will be carefully monitored, checked, and inspected to prevent the infiltration of illicit goods.
A special meeting was held today with KZN mayors and municipal managers at the Durban ICC. It follows the drafting of the national government's draft municipal bylaws. They are aimed at regulating the operations of spaza shops and enhancing food safety standards. Dooley says unannounced visits to shops will be conducted. He stressed that it's not an anti-foreigner campaign, but rather preventative measures. Consumers can expect a slight drop in the price of petrol next month, while diesel and illuminating paraffin could cost a bit more. The Automobile Association has released its mid-month fuel price prediction after studying unaudited data from the Central Energy Fund. Spokesperson Eleanor Mavimbela says while international petrol prices are on a decline, diesel prices are moving in the opposite direction.
Based on the CEF's data, unleaded 95 is expected to reduce by approximately 5 cents a litre, while unleaded 93 is set for a reduction of approximately 16 cents a litre. Diesel is expected to increase by between 40 cents and 38 cents per litre, while illuminated paraffin will increase by around 39 cents per litre.
A building in Beirut's southern suburbs has collapsed in a large cloud of smoke and dust following a strike. Lebanon's state-run national news agency has reported a heavy raid in Gobeiri carried out by Israeli aircraft. A series of images from the strike captures a falling projectile slamming into the lower floors of the building before they erupt in a fireball, causing the structure to come down. At the same time, Hamas says it's ready to secure a Gaza ceasefire deal immediately, but claims it has not had any serious proposals from Israel in months. The militant groups calling on any president to take the necessary steps to stop the war immediately. James Alder, who's in Beirut and is a spokesperson for charity UNICEF, echoes that statement.
Utter rock bottom. It's apocalyptic. We continue to see large bombardments of civilian areas. You don't think it can get any worse for a population on their knees, physically and psychologically exhausted. It is getting worse.
The clip is courtesy of Sky News. Durban high of 26 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay both a high of 28. The top story, KZN's premier says border security will be ramped up as part of interventions to tackle the spike in food poisoning incidents. Go to ecr.co.za for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.